Lynn Parsons podcast number 23. It's the 13th of January 2006.
You're doing so well. Won't be long now. We're almost there. Just one last push, Mrs. Parsons.
It's a girl. Podcast.
That'll be us then. How are you? Friday the 13th. But do we care? We spit in the general direction of superstition. I shouldn't be spitting, and there's a very good reason why I shouldn't be spitting, which I'll tell you about in a short time. Down the chalet at the bottom of the garden in Surrey, and it's been raining, but it's not tonight. Had a bit of a frost last night. Left one of my money plants outside because there was a slug in it, thinking the slug would escape. But the slug has escaped, and the money plant has just withered and died in the frost. That's a sad story, but we have many happy stories to come between now and the next 20 minutes or so. Hey, we've got some great music as well. A couple of songs from Glasgow, but we've crossed to the States now, and we've featured these ladies before. We'll feature them again. The Lascivious Biddies, and this is Famous.
I want to be famous. I want to wear minks and satins and pearls. I want to be famous. Just any old girl. I want to have eyes as blue as the sea. I want all the people to look at me. I want my own show on TV. I want to be that girl. I want to be famous. Eat out at Sardi's, have parties at Spy. I want to be famous. Go to Paris on private flights. Have lovers by the score. Movie producers knocking down my door. This is the fate that is in store for me. Oh, when I'm famous, I will wear a great trench coat and fake red hair, so they all will know that it is me. I want to be famous.
Famous.
Tabloids will print what I eat. I want to be famous. Who I do will be news on the street. Then when I'm old, I'll have a ball. They'll be shocked that I'm living at all.
Famous,
better than all of my friends.
So much better than all.
body, but also my soul. But a legend is my goal, and a legend I'll be. When I'm famous, not a whit I'll give for the little people, my own damn kids. When I'm famous, famous.
The Lascivious Biddies are from New York, that track Famous, and we'll be crossing to New York, fingers crossed, a little bit later on, where Naughty Gnome has, well, I hope, landed a week later, and he's with the agent that gave him a call. I hope that's all gone really well for him. So how's your week been? Oh, really? No, it hasn't been that bad, has it? Some interesting things happening this end. Yes, we've started painting and the new room is looking spick and span. I've also had a CD rack put in. A large, extra large CD rack. Yeah, because I know you can do all this stuff with your MP3 player and your downloading and everything, but there isn't actually anything as special, particularly when you've worked in this business for so long and you've got too many CDs, as actually touching a CD and the smell of the vinyl. The smell of it. Thank you very much for your emails this week. We were talking about the new wonders of the world, if you were with us, and there were suggestions about Stonehenge. And Peter Antonoff has emailed from Wiltshire, who just round the corner from Stonehenge, actually, and says that he hopes that Stonehenge is not nominated as one, simply because the traffic in the summer with all the visitors is just far too much as it is, and he couldn't cope with any more. I'm sorry to hear that. I suspect it probably will be on the list. And the other thing is, we had a great email from the Netherlands, from Mike Vestig, who is going to actually very kindly add us to his software, which is Win Podder. Win as in W-I-N, and then P-O-D-D-E-R. And we're going to say hello to his wife. They're in Middelburg in the Netherlands. And I hope I correctly pronounce this. Is it Mariki? Is that your name? I hope so. Anyway, that's the way it kind of looks phonetically. Anyway, the other thing to tell you about is that in the UK this week, football is always a big thing at this time of year, but they're saying that our young people are going to copy the footballers. So what are they going to ban the footballers from doing? Swearing? No. Kicking each other? No. Spitting? Yes. We did a bit of spitting at the beginning of the show, but we do, you know, we like to get a bit like that. Can I just tell you that we would very, very much like to hear from you wherever you are in the world. And if you would like to appear on this show, we're very happy to give you a call one of these Thursday night, Friday mornings, to say hello and tell us about your part of the world. And that's where we cross to now with Ed Kelb, or Kielb. An old mate of mine who used to live in London has relocated to Ohio. He's found himself a very nice wife, a very nice job, and he's going to tell us all about it now. How are you doing, Ed?
I'm doing fine, Lynn. How are you?
All right. And I've just been explaining that you moved from London to Ohio, and the temperature here today is about, well, 7 degrees, which is quite warm for this time of year. But in the UK, we always like to discuss the weather. So the first thing we're going to ask you is, what's the temperature in Ohio?
All right. Now, 7 degrees, is 7 times 2 is 14 plus 30. That makes it 44. So you're moderately warm, aren't you?
Yes.
Because we're 54 here.
Oh,
we're nearly 60. It's lovely and sunny and balmy weather. I feel like getting the shorts out.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's just as well as radio, isn't it? Hush my mouth. So having lived in London nearly your whole life, despite having a Polish name, We ask you, what do you miss about London?
What do I miss about London in particular?
Mm.
Not a whole lot. It's little things that I do miss about England, I think, in general. Things like good tea, decent chocolate, a glass of beer, and that's about it, really.
Just the chocolate and the beer, then? And the tea.
And football. You can't get a decent football. I miss watching football on TV.
So what's the sport
like?
Going
to a game, actually. Sorry?
You're going to a game of soccer?
Yes. I mean, you just can't go. They don't play soccer down here. Only the schools play soccer down here. And you can't get soccer easily on the TV here. So,
right.
So I miss seeing that. So, of course, going to a game, I used to go to a game every other Saturday for over 35 years.
Because you're an Arsenal supporter, aren't you?
Absolutely. So I've seen them through the bad and the good. But the whole point of going to a game is to get that steam off your chest, to abuse the referee in the time-honoured British way.
And you can't do that in Ohio.
Well, no, and if you do go to a game in Ohio, you can't shout abuse at anybody because people don't do that. It's not a tradition here.
Over here, I was just going to say, over here this week, they've been saying that the footballers can no longer spit. It's against the rules and against the law because children are copying them.
Absolutely. Disgusting habit.
So, but do they have a team of any sort in Ohio? I mean, you know, baseball or...
Well, yes, it's not the baseball season at the moment, but their baseball team here is the Cincinnati Reds, and they've had a track record of successfully failing miserably every season for God knows how long. So they've never been anywhere near the World Series. And they've got an American football team called the Cincinnati Bengals, who, for the first time in 15 years, have qualified for the playoffs for the Super Bowl.
Wow, that's exciting, isn't it?
Unfortunately...
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Super Bowl fever died very early. They got knocked out at the first attempt last Sunday.
So that's disappointing.
To most Ohioans, yes.
Doesn't bother you much as long as you can get a bar of chocolate and a cup of tea.
Exactly. And I still don't understand American football. It's all that padding and all that diving into people and stopping people play the ball. I don't understand that. You see, soccer is a beautiful game, and they don't understand that here.
Edward, it's really lovely to talk to you. We wondered if we could give you a call in a few weeks' time and maybe ask you about the cinema and some other things that go on in your part of the world.
Absolutely. You can call me any time.
Thank you very much, Ed. Lovely to talk to you.
It's a pleasure any time.
Look forward to catching in a few weeks' time. That's Edward Kelb live from Ohio. If you'd like to tell us what's happening in your part of the world, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us lynn@lynnparsons.net, and the Lynn is LYNN. That's lynn@lynnparsons.net. Music-wise, we go to Glasgow now for the Hot Rod Cadets and My Heart Sinks.
To the next day, I'll ignore this one I'm on. It's hard to lift your shoulders when the shoulder you need is gone. When you upped and left me, that was when I fell. Hope you'll forgive me, but when I hear you're doing well, my heart sinks, my heart sinks, my heart sinks, my heart sinks. Get me in a corner in front of all your friends for the humiliation. Never end. Maybe you don't remember. Does this ring any bells? Hope you'll forgive me, but when I hear you doing well, it all seems so long ago. You look so innocent, no one could ever know. But I still remember, you put me through hell. No, I should forgive you, but when I hear you're doing well, 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 my heart sinks, my heart.
My Heart Sinks. That's the Hot Rod Cadets from Glasgow. And that lead vocalist, usually when someone's singing, you cannot tell whereabouts in the world they're from, but that's a real Glasgow accent. I was talking to Tintin earlier on when we were talking about the music and just talking about things in general, and he said, I really feel that you should tell people about what you do in the week. So I'm going to tell you that I go a-walking quite a lot. And I walk 4 miles during the week a day. I usually have company and a dog. Well, the dog's company too. And at the weekends I walk 10 miles, which adds up to 26 miles, which I don't think is a huge amount, but Tintin thinks it's a huge amount. And with the thought of walking and sport in mind, it can only mean one thing.
And he's intercepted. He's got acres of space. Past next door's cat. He's left him standing. Oh, and he's over the garden fence. Superb footwork there. This could be a real opportunity. He's one-on-one with a chalet door. And they've left it wide open. It must be. It's got to be. It is. It's Sports Boy.
Hello, this is Sports Boy with a special sports report about the Dangerous Sports Club. This club is made up of a circle of friends from Los Angeles to Shanghai. It was founded by David Kirk, and details of membership can be found on the on their website. The idea behind the Dangerous Sports Club is to go to where no man or woman has gone before and to create lasting photographs of their stunts, which include bungee jumping and Roman catapult flinging. And on the website, there is a fantastic photograph of a man chasing an inflatable elephant down a ski slope. So if you fancy something a little different to your usual game of football in the park on Sunday, the Dangerous Sports Club could be for you. That's it for this week. See you next time.
Thank you very much, Sports Boy.
What I most despise, even I believed all my own lies. But I fooled no one. Now I'm biting my own tongue. I'm not often right, but once again I'm wrong. So put the blame on me. It doesn't matter anymore. You say the damage has been done. I see our love was already flawed. In beggars' town, in beggar's town, in beggar's town. In beggar's town, in beggar's town, in beggar's town. Everything I I was hoping I could forget. You are an illness to me now. There's no cure and I'm addicted to you yet. Who can I depend upon to get me out of this? You've got the sweetest smile with such a poisonous kiss. My hands are shaking with rage. It's too late now to negotiate, for all the love has turned to hate, and it sinks without a trace. doesn't matter anymore. 'Cause I've been here so many times before. I feel ill and I'm heart sore.
Hollow Horse and Beggar's Town, another Glasgow band. And you could hear that in the voice as well. Glasgow and proud of it. Why not? Little worried about Marcel because... Yes, all right. That's Marcel looking through the window. It's a bit spooky, actually, this time of night to expect. I did mention that I left strict instructions that he'd have to clean the oven, and I hope he's done it because I need to cook some dinner. And I was cooking... Oh, hello, Marcel. I was cooking sausages yesterday, and they all kind of spat up on the grill.
Oh, I love sausages.
No, not the fat that spat up on the grill, though.
Sausage is lovely.
Did you clean the oven?
Hello, Lynn. Are we actually on now, or are you just rehearsing?
We are on now.
Are we? Oh, I bet you nip in here when nobody's looking and do a few links, don't you?
I do try to,
yeah. The old days are.
I do find it's better to do that.
Oh, yes, I was doing the... oven?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, I tell you, Lynn, I actually couldn't stop laughing.
Why couldn't you stop laughing?
Well, you know, some very odd funny things on your oven.
What do you mean?
Or some funny options on the front.
Oh, the options on the front. I don't really understand them, actually. I know there's one that's about... Isn't there one that's got multi-level fan cooking?
Oh, no, it's not that one.
What about the cool air and defrosting, which I've never used either?
No, it's not that one. The one that made me laugh was bottom finishing.
Do you know what,
I mean, what does that mean?
What does it mean? Does it mean you want the bottom of your flan burnt or something?
Oh, well, maybe, but I think I'll have to take a picture of it and put it on the website.
No.
Can we do that? Ting ting?
Yeah,
can we do that? Anything for you, Marcel? Oh, he's lovely, isn't he?
He can be.
Lovely. Don't flirt with the clients.
No, this is what Delphine and Henri probably told you.
Yes. Now, look, I've got to start in here. Shall I just come over?
Now, listen, I don't want to repeat.
Get more intimate. I'm on your microphone now.
Yeah, leave the buttons alone, please.
There's a lot of buttons, isn't there?
There's a lot of lights as well. And
how do you know which one to do?
You just get used to it. But I'll
be hopeless at it. Oh, let me just do this bit here.
I don't want to repeat it last week, please. Marcel, I knew we had this last week.
Woo!
Oh, for goodness sake.
I can't look.
I will not look. I'm not looking.
Woo!
Oh, for heaven's sake. Tintin, sort him out.
I'm trying.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Oh, what was that? Marcel, I'm not looking. I've kept my eyes closed. Has he gone? Are you going?
No, that feels better. Oh, it's a weight off my chest.
Oh, have you got any clothes on? I'm not looking.
No, I haven't.
Well, I'd like you to leave right now. Because I just don't think it's fair. I hardly know you. I feel... Look, you leave here as if I am the bad person in all this.
Wait.
Just go, will you?
See you next week.
Goodbye. See you next week. I thought Delphine and Henri were supposed to be back next week. Let's try and get some news from New York. Naughty Gnome, are you there? Naughty Gnome? Are you there? Oh, Naughty Gnome's not here either. It's not going very well this week, is it? Can I share with you that if you would like to share with us and let us know about your part of the world, like Ed did in Ohio, you can do that. Contact us via the email. It's lynn@lynnparsons.net. The Lynn is LYNN. Naughty Gnome, are you there?
Hello, Lynn.
Hello. I understand there was a bit of a roll call there. You were called to the stage. That's why you couldn't get to me. Is that right?
Well, you see, I'm in New York,
New York. Oh, you are in New York. Please don't sing again. What's that noise in the background?
Well, you know, I'm here, you see. Now, where do you need to go? You need to go to Manhattan Island, as they said, Manhattan Island, and I'm on Broadway.
What is that? What I can hear behind you?
I'm in Times Square. Yes.
There's a lot of people. Marvellous. Have you seen the agent yet?
No, not yet.
But, well, you've been there a week.
I know. He's a busy man.
Yeah, but he asked you to go over.
I've got an appointment to see him in 2 days' time.
Okay, and what do you think he's going to say?
I don't know.
Well, he's asked you to come all the way to New York. I hope he's got some very good news for you. I hope at least to get you...
Well, he might get me a few meetings with a few people. You know, you never know.
So.
Let me tell you this. If you ever come to America...
Yes.
Right, and you go to get something to eat...
Yes.
Now, like, you go into a cafe over here, over in the UK there, like that, in Ireland, and you say, can I have bacon and eggs, please?
Right? Yes, and sausages, unless you're a vegetarian, then you wouldn't, would you?
And then, yeah, you get it. Go into an American place, say, could I have bacon and eggs?
And they say?
And they go, right, how do you want your bacon? Streaky, smoky, back, you know, in circles and everything, and you get that out of the way, and then they come to the eggs.
No, what happens
over
with...
easy, under easy, scrambled, boiled.
What do you have here? How do you have your eggs, Naughty Gnome?
Well, I just like a nice little egg so I can dip a soldier in, and they didn't know what a soldier was.
Oh, no.
And I said, I just want an egg that I can dip the soldier in. And they said, well, what's that sort of egg? I said, well... You put it in a pan of water, you boil it for 5 minutes, and then you've got a little soft bit and you dip it out of...
Naughty Gnome, can I just stop you now in your tracks talking about eggs? Can I offer you a little bit of advice?
I got my doctor's coat on, yes?
No, I'm giving you advice, you're not giving me advice. I am suggesting that in the 2 days before you meet... this new man, that you get your clothes sorted out and you do a little bit of tap dancing practice. I feel that this would probably be good.
Tap dancing practice?
Yes, you never know whether you're going to be called to do something on the stage.
I'm not going to be a duck, you know.
Oh, for sake. Naughty Gnome, will you call us when you've been to see this agent and let us know how you get on?
Well, I'll speak to you next time.
All right.
I'll give you a little tinkle-tinkle-doo.
All right. Nice to talk to you. Mind that cab! Oh, for heaven's sake! Listen to him. Things are going to get from bad to worse, I feel, or go from bad to worse. And can I share with you tonight that I really feel that it's been a bit of a drama the last half an hour. I hope that you've shared in that drama, and I hope that you've enjoyed the music. And you might like to know that the music played was from the Podsafe Music Network, and if you'd like to check that out, it's music.podshow.com. As I say, if you'd like to contact us and tell us all about your part of the world, lynn@lynnparsons.net is the way to contact us. And if you fancy checking out Marcel's photograph of the front of my oven, I hope it's cleaner than it was when I left it, you can have a look at the website, which is lynnparsons.net. There may still be a picture of Henri and Delphine as they went off on holiday, and fingers crossed they'll be back next week. And if you've enjoyed the show, please tell your friends. But if you didn't, shh, keep it to yourself.
All non-music material copyright Lynn Parsons 2006.